Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Usually Tuesday mornings, Tuesday 12 p.m., live with First Seder Beis Medrash, firstseder.org. Due to a scheduling conflict, I'm pre-recording this year. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem be joining the share. This series of Shiurim has been sponsored by Rabitzik Zaflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, as a schus for himself, his family, the listeners in Klal Yisrael, and just as a public service announcement, although the series has been sponsored by Rav Yitzchak, individual shiurim are available for sponsorship as well. And if that's something that interests you, please reach out to me and we can make that happen. So last week we talked about the Mardchai, talking about the Mekairis of Minhagim and Psokim in Ashkenaz, Talmud of the Maram in Rutenberg, and we mentioned his brother-in-law, the Hagoyis Maimonis, Rav Meir HaKoyen, the Hagoyis Maimonis. And truthfully, last week when I went to prepare the shiur on the Mardchai, I thought that I would not have enough for a full shiur, and that I would split it, and I would have half the shiur on the Mardchai, or maybe two-thirds of the shiur on the Mardchai, and the rest of the shiur on the Hagoyis Maimonis, who there's even less that we know about him. However, Baruch Hashem, last week's shiur, I was able to give the full shiur on the Mardchai, ended up bigger than I expected. So this week we are going to learn about the Hagoyis Maimonis, Rav Meir HaKoyen, Rav Meir Katz, Koyen Tzedek of Rutenberg. That's where he was the Rav, or where he lived, and the author of the Hagoyis Maimonis. What we don't know about the Mardchai, we know even less about the Hagoyis Maimonis, but at the same time, as my goal in the Shiurim is to give a view and an insight into the Gadol and his life and his Sefer, to give an understanding of who he was, and what was the point of his, I'm not sure the point is the wrong word, but what was his kavana with his svarim? And it helps out, I know personally in my learning, and I learned a lot here from the Hagoyis Maimonis to be able to appreciate what that sefer is on the bottom of the Rambam. The Mardchai is in the back of the Gemara, and the Hagoyis Maimonis is on the bottom of the Rambam. So, the Tshuvas Marachar Zorua, Simen Reish Nun Ches, brings a tshuva, Vanira Lenias Daiti, it ends off, and this is what I think. Kosafti, I've written Meir ben Rabbi Yekusiel HaKoyen Zal. Meir ben Rabbi Yekusiel HaKoyen seems to be the Hagoyis Maimonis writing that tshuva, so his father's name would be Yekusiel. There in Marachar Zorua, in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, there's another tshuva that the Marachar Zorua, the Zorua's son, is writing. Shekach shamati meharav Reb Meir Koyen Berutenberg, Shemereinu Rabbeinu Meir Heshev. I heard from Reb Meir HaKoyen in Rutenberg that our Meireinu, our teacher, Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram in Rutenberg, Heshev, answered the following. So we see that they were for sure in contact with each other, and that's why it's mistaber that when it says there, Kosafti Meir Ben Rabbi Kusil HaKoyen, it's referring to the Hagoyis Maimonis. In Hagoyis Ashri, in Hilchas Psachim, B'Ktzara, at the end there it has like the Halachas of Psachim in short. So one of the Hagoyis over there ends off, Hagoyis Maimonis Shel Haram Katz. So that's how we know his name is Reb Meir HaKoyen, and his father seems to be Reb Yekusiel HaKoyen. Now, as we mentioned, he's a Talmud of the Maram in Rutenberg, and when he mentions Moiri throughout his Sefer, he's referring to the Maram in Rutenberg. And we're going to highlight it dozens of times. We can't go through them all. We're going to highlight some of them. Some of them we might have mentioned in the Shir on the Maram in Rutenberg, which was a very long time ago that we gave. We'll repeat them. In Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Dalid, Kein Shamati Mipi Moiri Rabbeinu. This is what I heard from Moiri Rabbeinu, Sha'amar B'Yeshiva, that he said in the Yeshiva. So it seems he was learning by the Maram in Rutenberg in his Yeshiva. In Hilchos Tefillin, Sivkat and Sadi, and Ois Kuf of the Oisiyos over there, Tzuras Oisiyos, Hine Moiri Rabbeinu Pasali Tefillin Shehayu Shel Abba Moiri Zal. He says, "My Moiri Rabbeinu, the Maram Rutenberg, passed the tefillin of that were my father's Zichrayinu Levracha. Rak bishvil shaloi hayu miksas yudin shala alfin, only because that some of the yuds on top of the alephs, so on the, an aleph has a yud on the top, umiksas yudin shebeshinim, and some of the yudin on the tops of the shin, umiksas ragle atofin, and some of the legs of the tuf, noigin leguf ha'ois, that they weren't actually touching the body of the ice. And therefore, it sounds like it was like a very small amount, and it looked like the ice, but since in these letters, some of them at least, were not touching the ice itself, he passed them, uvishar kaladvarim, but in everything else, hayu no'im umusukanim b'yoser. They were beautiful, they were perfect. Ksivas v'tikon harav Reb Yosef Nachtan Zal. The writing and the tikon, the way of Reb Yosef Nachtan Zichrayinu Livracha, as we'll see later, he quotes him as well when it comes to the halachas of tefillin and sifrei Torah and mezuzos. In Hilchos Tshuva, Perakei Halacha Beis, this is an interesting Hagois Maimonis. I said it over already a few times this week to some people. Perakei Halacha Beis, the Rambam over there is talking about that everything a person has bechira. A person shouldn't say that it's already predestined and there's nothing I could do. Rather, a person has the ability to choose certain things, and one the Rambam says, "Oy chacham, oy sachal," to be smart or to be a fool. Frak the Agoyis Maimonis over there, the Agoyis Maimonis asks, the Gemara Nida tells us that the Malach HaMemun Al Atipa, before a child is born, so there's a Malach who comes in front of Hashem, and he asks Hashem, well, what's going to be? What's this child going to be? Rich or poor? And one of the things that he asks is if he'll be a tippish or a chacham. Will he be a fool or a smart? So it seems, says the Agoyis Maimonis from the Gemara, that that is one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has predestined. That is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already goyzer. He decreed, is the person going to be a tippish or a chacham? So how could the Rambam say here that a person has the ability to choose to be a chacham or a sachal? So he gives a few terutzim, that Agoyis Maimonis could be sachal and tippish are two different things, he says. But then he says, v'migdal izing shahaim, which is ensishaim. That is the prison in the western part of France, the border of Germany over there, where the Maram Rutenberg was in prison for trying to leave Germany. That's the whole story. You can listen to it in the Shir on the Maram Rutenberg. He was in prison there first for 7 years while he was alive, and then his body was in prison there after he was nifter till he was finally redeemed and buried in the old cemetery in Worms. And he writes of Amigdal Intzenshaim, Entzenshaim, Tiritzli Mareinu Rabbeinu, Beferush, Lechois, Bechachmoi, Besichlus. He says that Mari Rabbeinu, the Maram, Merutenberg answered me in the jail there, so you see, and as we'll see, the Agoyis Maimonis had access to him. In the Shir on the Maram Merutenberg, we talked about the Tashbatz HaKotan, which is Psokim from the Maram Merutenberg that he said in jail there. His Talmidim were able to visit him. So the Maram Merutenberg answered the question as follows, and that is, the lave of a person could have been Nigzar if he's a Tipish or a Chacham. But a person has a choice, lechois b'chachma oy b'sichlus, which seems to me to mean to say that just because a person is a smart person doesn't mean he always does smart things. He has a choice to choose to do smart things or choose to do foolishness. Just because you're a chacham doesn't mean you don't have a choice of which way to choose. And it would seem the opposite. You could have a foolish person who could also choose to be oiches b'chachma. Just because he is a tippish doesn't necessarily mean that all of his actions have to be a result of that tipshus. You find that for sure. You could have very smart people do foolish things. The other way around, foolish people doing smart things is probably not as common, but that's what the Rambam seems to say. This is what the Maram Rutenberg answered to say pshat in the Rambam. Nilcha Shabbos Paragvav Oizvav, talking about Goyim, heating up fires on Shabbos for heat, ovens. Uzichruni, I remember, Kashayitzi Eitzel Moira B'Migdol, Vashburg. When I was 8, I was by my Rebbe in the Tower of Vashburg. Now, I don't know, Vashburg, wasn't sure in the Shir on the Maram Rutenberg, was that a place he was before he was in Ensisheim? They took him to one prison first. Is it Würzburg? Is it a different place? I wasn't 100% sure then. All the other times he quotes the jail, he calls it as Ensisheim. So I don't know, again, if maybe this was a place that they first took him. But he said in that Migdol, Sheber Shabbos Osinu Medura Lischami Kenegda. So the Goyes Maimon says, I remember I was with the Maram in jail. Again, the Goyes Maimon wasn't in jail, but he was allowed to visit him. And we made a bonfire to warm ourselves, Balayla, for the night. Uchshiyashavnu ad kemata isakala. While we were sitting there, it almost went out. So bo avodim, so the other slaves over there, probably prisoners it sounds like, vasu gidayla, and they made it bigger. Vamru beferish asu lanu lenachas ruach. And they said beferish they were doing it for us, not for them. They wanted us to have a nachas ruach. They wanted it to be pleasant for us. Vyashvu, and they also sat down. Vanachnu etzlam, and we sat down together. V'samachnu bedavar, and we were very happy. So he's bringing a raya here that a guy is allowed to light a fire, so amir l'akum, to do or binana from an akum, and this is deraisa, if it's b'makam achayli. This was a story that the guy's maimon has brought that happened with him in the Maram Rutenberg in the jail. If you look, the Taz in Reish Ayin Vav, Nilchah Shabbos, he brings this Hagoyes Maimon, and he said, I'm bringing it because the Maram was galda b'dayrai. And even though the chatchila, perhaps we don't pass him like this, but there's what to rely on. That's the lashon of the Taz. Halacha l'maisa, you have to look up in the Mishnah Berurah to see how he paskins. But he does bring this as a very big maramakim to this halacha. In Machalos Asurais, Perek Yud Zayin is Gimel. It's talking about shemen shel akum, shemen of a guy. We know Chazal asserts certain things: bishel akum, pas akum. Shemen Akum, the Gemara of the Zohar talks about Rebbe Beis Dina Hitiroi. Eventually, they saw Klai Yisrael wasn't able to be Aymin in that, they were matter it. So, in that discussion, he writes, Vinei Hamaram Hitiroi, Lehejo Kol Yamav, there's no Shaila, the Maram Rutenberg explicitly permitted it, Kol Yamav, all of his days, Bechol Mokum Heyoise, wherever he was, he was matter it. It wasn't only just a Shasat Chak, I guess. He's trying to say, wherever he was at all times, he always was matter Shemen Shel Akum. The Hagois of, that's called the Hagois of Sefer Zeroyim, in the end of Sefer Zeroyim, there's Hagois, it's not on the page in Zeroyim, it's in the back. So he brings over there, B'Shem the Ritzbah, that Achshav and Golus Edoim uvishor Golyos ein mafrishim kim chala achas. When you learn the Gemaras, they talk about how much chala to be a place chala to be mafrish in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz. So the places near Eretz Yisrael, there were geyser that you have to take off two chalas. One is has to be burnt, and one is given to the kohen shalait tishtakach. And there's a big machlokes over there in the Rishonim exactly where that applies, how that applies. So he brings the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah says that now in Galus Adoim, and any other Galus, we only take off one challah and we burn it. V'hinei Maramzal, hinig lahafrish beich challahs. But the Maram Rutenberg said, no, you're supposed to take off two challahs, b'chol makam hayosei, wherever he was. Wherever he was, this was his minig, and the minig that he taught, to actually take off two Hafroshas chalos in chutz laaretz, echel le'or ve'echel le'kayin, one gets burnt and one goes to the kayin. There's a shaila in how far out in chutz laaretz were chazal geyser, those two chalos. Was it only places mamish close to Eretz Yisrael or anywhere in galus? And the Maram Rutenberg, b'chol makim ayyaser, wherever he was, it made no difference, that he always said you have to give two chalos. Now another one of his Rabbeim, and this is interesting, I mentioned this last week, that the Mardchai quotes Rabbeinu Peretz as his Rebbe, and I said I wasn't 100% sure how that was, and I'm still not 100% sure, but I have a Hisafa this week. In Hilchas Brachas, Perek Tes, Oizhei, there's a Shaila, if you have an Esreg Shal Mitzvah, an Esreg An Sukkis, if you make a bracha of Reach, Hanais and Reach Teba Peres, It's a ganze shayla if you make a bracha or not on it, on an esrog shel mitzvah, the kamisha bura. It's a big to do in Hilchas Berachas Areach and also in Hilchas Sukkah as well. And the Hagoyes Maimonides brings the Rav Yoh that says you do make a bracha even on an esrog shel mitzvah. The chayin kos of Moiri Harav Peretz mitzorfas. And so wrote my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Peretz from France. Now, what I found was as follows. In the Hakdama to the Tashbat HaKotan, the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, so they have a preface over there, and they bring down as follows. They say, if you look in the Hagois of Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak, in Ois Kuf Mitzvah Kuf Pe Gimel, so he quotes over there, Moiri Harav Reb Meir. So in this Hakdama, they say that he's referring to the Maharam Rutenberg. I looked it up over there in the Smak with this, and they have a lot of Agois on the bottom, and one of the new prints, and they are talking a lot about it, who's it referring to. They do also say that perhaps it's talking about the Maharam Rutenberg, but here in this, in the Hakdama to the Tashbat HaKatan, they're taking on that it was the Maharam Rutenberg. So you have the Rabbeinu Peretz calling the Maharam Rutenberg Moiri Harav Reb Meir. In Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg, in one of the Tfusim, Krinus, or one of those, with the Kuf, whichever one that was, Reish Sadi Beis, the tshuva starts off, Arisha b'chabura, sar habira, moireinu harav Reb Peretz, which they say also is referring to Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Rabbeinu Peretz is calling the Maharam Rutenberg, according to this Moiri, the Maharam Rutenberg is calling Rabbeinu Peretz, Moiri harav Rabbeinu Peretz. Now we do know that Rabbeinu Peretz did write Hagois and the Tashbat HaKotan when he got it, the Anhagas of Maharam Rutenberg, he wrote Hagois on it, and it's put there on the side of the Sefer. So there is this connection between the Maharam Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz, it seems, and as we see, the Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg, the Mardcha and the Gois Maimonides, are referring to Rabbeinu Peretz as Moiri or Moireinu. So again, we are all these connections and how they happen. Is it only because of they had tshuvas back and forth to each other? As we said last week, did they perhaps meet? And that's why, I don't know. Okay. As we said last week, the Mardchai quotes Rabbeinu Peretz a lot in a certain Masechtas, which sounds like perhaps he learned those Masechtas by him. Again, I don't have that very clear, but it's a lot of food for thought. Another place, in Perek Yud Aleph, in Halacha Gimel, when it talks about making a Shechiyanu, I guess this is in Hilchas Sukkah, a Shechiyanu on the Lulav on the second day of Yontif. So our minig is that we do not make a Shechiyanu on the Lulav the second day, because even though all other mitzvahs, we do make a Shechiyanu because it's Sveika D'Yayma, but a Lulav, even if what yesterday was really not Yontif, and you made a Shechiyanu when you put the Lulav together, so you're Yaitse, your Shechiyanu even before Yontif. So he says that Avul b'Magensia, but in Mainz, uvitzarfas, and in France, Noyagim Levarech Gam b'Yontif Sheini. So the Gois Maimonides says they do make a bracha even on Yontif Sheini. Now perhaps this is in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. B'chein Kasav Harei Rav Rabbeinu Peretz ben Rabbeinu Leo, and Rabbeinu Peretz ben Rabbeinu Leo, here he doesn't say Mairi, but this Rabbeinu Peretz paskin this way as well in Tzarfas. So that's another place where he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. Now one of the things he did besides Hagois Maimini, as we'll get to in a moment, is called Tshuvas Maimini. In the back of the Rambam, right at the end, there's some Tshuvas that he collected that were Negea to the Rambam. And they're called Tshuvas Maimini. So in Shaiftim, Tshuva Yud Zayin, or Ois Yud Zayin, there he calls the Rush. Now the Rush again was another Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. V'zel l'shoyin Moiri Rabbeinu Asher, ag kan l'shoyin Moiri Rabbeinu Zatzal. So he calls the Rush Moiri Rabbeinu Asher and Moiri Rabbeinu. And in Isha's Perek Tezayin, Ois Dalid, v'hei l'cho ha-tshuva asher sholach l'mareinu Rav Asher. And here's the Tshuva that Moiri Rabbeinu, the Maharam Rutenberg, wrote to Moreinu Arav, Reb Asher. So he refers to Reb Asher, the Rush, also, who was a Talmud Maharam Rutenberg, as Moiri, as Moreinu Arav. Now, in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Hei, Ois Aleph, he says, Pirush Meiri Doidi, my uncle. We don't know who that is. And Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Chaf, he writes, Bechein Kibalti Mi Meiri Kroivizal, a relative. Also, we don't know who that is. But if the one relative we do know is Ishus Perek Tes Halach Aleph, as we mentioned last week, at the end of, it's a long piece there, at the end he writes, B'nei Lifnei Gisir Av Mordechai Berhilel Ira Maisa Kamaikach, that in front of my brother-in-law, Rav Mordechai Ben Hillel, there was such a story, as we said last week, the story was that a person made a shidduch with his daughter, and b'shas kedushin, the person said, he's been mekadesh bitcha, he didn't say which daughter, and he had three young daughters who it could have been, and the Mordechai Paskin, that all three of them have to receive a get. So this is the brother-in-law of the Mordechai, the Hagoyes Maimonides, exactly how he was his brother-in-law, that I don't see that is clear how that relationship was. Now, what is the purpose of the Hagoyes Maimoni? So they bring a ksav yad of the Hagoyes Maimoni, where it says on the front or in the beginning, Leida to know Mehechan Apsak Yoitze Min HaTalmud. He's writing edits and commentary on the Rambam, the Maimoni, that we should know where the psak came from in the Gemara. B'divrei Rabbi Seinu Bali Atosvis, and the words of Rabbi Seinu Bali Atosvis, Ushar Goinim, and other Goinim, L'mam Yinso Ha'odom Kol Chefzoi V'chol Asher Yitzorech. So a person should be able to find whatever he wants and whatever he needs. So it sounds like that a person should know the source of the Rambam in the Gemara and in the Bali Atosvis. So we're talking about the Rambam, and here we're bringing in the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Divrei Rabbi Seinu. And the person should be able to find what he needs, which seems perhaps to indicate that he only wrote on things that are negeya, are relevant bizman hazeh. In other words, if you look up a Rambam and you see a halacha, you know what to do with it. So I'm going to show you where the Gemara is, where the Psak is, what the Taisvah say, what the Gedolim say, so you can know what to do with it. But it's negeya in places where the halacha is lemaisa. So that's why perhaps we don't have Hagoyes Maimonides, not on Tara, not Avoida, not on Karbonis. And Zeroim, we only have, in, like I said before, the Hagoyes, the Shaykh of the Zeroim, in the back of the Rambam on Challah. Pruzbul also, he wrote on, because those things are negeya bizman hazeh. Now, as we mentioned last week, the Mordechai did a very similar thing on the Rif. As we said last week, the Mordechai seems to be based on the Rif. And he wrote in a collection of the Chachmei Ashkenaz based on the Rif's order of the Gemara. So the same thing is with the Hagoyes Maimonides. The Hagoyes Maimonides is doing the same thing with the Rambam. He is being malakit on the Rambam from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Biroisham, of course, the Maram Rutenberg, just like the Mordechai did. And he has some chidushim of his own, just like the Mordechai also had chidushim of his own. And sometimes even chidushim that he writes that he had in conversation with other gedolim like the Maram Rutenberg. For example, in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, Perek Yudalid Ois Zayin, there is a shaila about the Shliach Tzibur calling out Kayhanim. When there's duchening, who calls out kayanim? So like in Eretz Yisrael, they have somebody else call out kayanim, because it's a hefsek. Why is the Shliach Tzibur going to say kayanim? So he writes over there, that Hagoyes Maimonides, because of Meir Rabbeinu, so the Maram Merutenberg wrote, Kedei Shulei Lushanis HaMinig. Now it seems the minig was that the Shliach Tzibur did it, and people were, the Paiskim were wondering, L'chair it's a hefsek. So the Maram didn't want to change the minig, so he says, I have an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? The Shliach Tzibur should say quietly, Elikeinu Melekavi Seinu Barcheinu Babracham Shulashes, right, until the word Kayanim. Kayanim, he should say, Bekol Ram, and then he should finish Am Kedeshecha Kamor quietly, which is what most people, for sure, in Chutz Laretz, what we do, that when there's Duchening on Yontif, so the Shliach Tzibur is usually the one, he says quietly, and then he says Kayanim, and the minig is for the Tzibur to say Am Kedeshecha Kamor, but the Shliach Tzibur should say it quietly as well, Am Kedeshecha Kamor. V'chein hu ragil lasei, so the guy's Maimonides says, so the Maram Rutenberg came up, so it's a great Eitzah, because it's not a hefsek anymore, because you're saying part of it as this tefillah, v'chein v'abracham shaleshes, v'chein hayu ragil lasei. V'teimahu, so says the Hagoyes Maimonides, he says, this is a problem, this is a big tema. And I didn't understand it. Sharihu ba'atzmai kaisev, shalai nisakin la'im elokeinu v'avik seinu, rakim ein sham nisiyas kapayim. The Haggai's Maimonides says, I asked the Maram Rutenberg, you yourself wrote that the takana to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu is only when there is no Birchas Kayanim. If you don't have Duchening, in its place, you say this Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. But if you do have Duchening, you don't say the Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. So what's the Maram saying the Shliach Tzibur should say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu quietly? So he could say Kayanim out loud, and it's not a hefsik. You're not supposed to be saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu if there's actual Duchening going on. That's what you yourself wrote. So he wrote, V'migdol en Zinshaim, or in Zinshaim, however he says it over there. He says, I asked him this question when he was in the jail. V'hoida mayri rabbeinu l'dvarai. And he was maskim to me, admitted that I was correct. V'amar li shechazer boi min ha-minagahu. And he says he has retracted from that minik. So I don't know if it means that he retracted right now, or he had retracted because he knew the question. But he says, hoidali, he agreed to me, admitted to me, that it is not a good etzah to do. In Ilchus Kriyashma, Perak Aleph, Oistes, talking about Zman Kriyashma over there, V'chein Hiski Moiri L'chol Dvorim Eila, B'migdol Enzinshaim, or Enzinshaim, and my Rebbe agreed to everything that I said over here while we were there in the Tower of Enzinshaim. Now, even though he was a malakit, and this is like the Mardchai as well, even though he was a malakit, and he collected, and he gathered tshuvas, but he's considered a paisek. The fact that he brought them is considered his psak, like these tshuvas. For example, in Tshuvas Maril, Simen Tzadiches, he writes, Ela de smag osir, the smag said it's osir, v'chein gam maimenis maisi dvara v'loi chalak, and the Hagois maimenis brings the smag, and he doesn't argue on him, and that's another raya. The fact that Agoyz Maimon has brought it is a psak that you should pask in that way, and it's considered another daya. Sometimes you'll say, if it's just a malakate, it's not called a daya. The answer is, it's considered a daya as well. The Maril and Simen Kuf Mem Hei, when it comes to the bracha of Vayhalokas Ner Chanukah, Shasanisim Shechiyanu, so he writes, Gam Teima Sheshamati Migdoilim, he says, it's a wonder I heard from Gedoilim, and many people are noyig levarich neis koydim zman v'achar kach madlik haneris halalu. He says that I've seen that the hamoinam, they make the brach of shasanisim before shachiyanu, and both of those are before they actually light the neris, and then they light the, and they say haneris halalu. Says the Maril, I saw in many places bringing from Masechta Seifrim, doesn't say like that over there, that's what you should do. Sha'aymer Shemavarach Lahadlik, and Masechta Seifrim says, you make the bracha Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Madlik, and then you light, Va'aymer Haneris Halalu, then you say Haneris Halalu, and then you make the bracha after you've lit, you make the bracha of Shasanisim. And this is how the Gadol, in his Sefer, Hagoyis of Sefer Rambam, the Hagoyis Maimonides, he brought the Masechta Seifrim. So if he's bringing the Masechta Seifrim in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Aleph, the Masechta Seifrim, that it says, Achar Hadlaka, Nusach Zeh Haneiris Halalu, so the Hagoyis Maimonides brings from Masechta Seifrim, that after you light, you say Haneris Halalu, then you make Baruch Shechiyanu v'Asher Asanisim, and then you say Asher Asanisim. So Shasanisim, he has an Asher Asanisim in Masechta Seifrim. So there's two chidushim in the Hagoyis Maimonides here. In Masechta Seifrim, it tells us that, and the Hagoyis Maimonides quotes this, that you make the Baruch Halalik Ner Shechanukah, light the Neris, say Haneris Halalu, then on the first night say Shechiyanu and Shasanisim. V'chein hayoragil maramzal, and that is how the Marame Rutenberg did it. So the Maril is mitame, why the Olam doesn't do this, why is the Olam make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim before, and Shechiyanu, before they light, L'chayrit should be after, that's how it says in Masechta Seifrim, and that's how the Goyis Maimonides paskit. Now the Maril just points out that in Masechta Seifrim it says, you make the Shechiyanu before the Sha'asa Nisim. He says that piece ain't litmaya al haminig. The fact that we do the opposite and we say Shasa Nisim before Shachayanu, that's because in the Gemara and Shabbos, in the Gemara Didan, that's the order of the brachas in the Gemara and Shabbos. And therefore, we are going to do like that order, other than, even though Masech Tesefrim says it differently. However, in the actual when to do the lighting, do you light before you say Shasa Nisim, or you light after you say Shasa Nisim? He says, that seems clear, Masech Tesefrim, that you light first, and then you say Shasa Nisim. He says, I don't know why the Gedolim and Hamoin are noyeg differently. And Vaharaya, look, the Haggai's Maimonist brought the Masech Tesefrim. So you see that they're using it as a psak. The fact that he brought it on the Rambam is a psak unto itself. The Shachin Chayshem Mishpat Shin Nun Vav Sivkat and Zayin the Mali Sheni Kedai Lachlik. And the fact is that I'm not worthy of arguing Al Hamardchai Hagoyz Maimini Umarshal. Goyz Maimini again. The fact that he brings it is a psak, and the Shach says I'm not worthy of arguing on that. The Tshuvas Marbach Rav Levi Ibn Chaviv. We had a shir on him already. The Marbach. Simon Kuf Lamed, they get to a get over there, and he's answering someone who was ma'arer or ma'arer on his get. Umashika Safti says to the person, "You wrote Man Ninu Hasvarim. Who are the svarim are quoting Hagol ba'alma? It's just the Hagol." He's referring to the Hagol Ismaimenis. Hagol ba'alma. He's just writing an edit. He's just writing a comment on the Rambam. That's called svarim. That's a psak. Listen to the words of the Marbach. I'm going to tell you, if the Hagoyz Maimonis is small in your eyes, Godul hu beinei kol Yisrael. He is very big in the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael. Ki kefi ma shekibalni hayu chaver shel hamardche v'arosh. He says, the way we have a Kabbalah, he was a friend of the Mardche and the Rosh. Hu shloishtem talmidei ha-maram. And the three of them are the Talmid and the Maram Rittenberg. Asher kol Ashkenazim talmid poiskim halacha lemaisai b'kemaisai. That the Ashkenazim are constantly pasking halacha lemaisai like the Maram. Legoidu chachmasai. Number one, for his great chachma, Yose Achrain, and is one of the Achrainim of the Rishainim. Gam Kibal Hago Kosav, he says, now take it further. So, first of all, what kind of chutzpah is saying? You're saying Hagoyz Maimonis is not a Paisik? Hagoyz Maimonis is very big. Number one. Number two is that Hagoy brings it, Maisa Shiro L'Rabbi. He doesn't just bring it on his own, he's bringing a Maisa that he saw that his Rebbe did. Vim Rabbi Him Maram Zal, says the Marabach. And if the Rebbe he's referring to is Maram Rutenberg, Hare Adover Musher Mekuyim. The fact that the Maram Rutenberg did this, that's it. This thing is signed and sealed. There's nothing to argue about it. Vafilu Haya Acher, and even if you're going to say that when the Hagoyz Maimonis is bringing from his Rebbe, he means someone else, Vade Haya Adam Gadol. He had to have been an Adam Gadol, because the Hagoyz Maimonis was a Gadol, Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, friend of the Mardchai and the Rush. If he quotes his Rebbe, that person was an Adam Gadol. So he says, number one, even if you're going to Machavek, so to speak, the Goyes Maimonis, which you should not, Godol Be'enei Kol Yisrael, he says, but he's quoting his Rebbe, and his Rebbe was for sure either the Maram or some other Adam Chashev. Now, if you sometimes you see when you learn in Halach and Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and other Paiskim, when they bring a list of Paiskim, they say, for example, the Smag and the Goyes Maimonis Paskin. Now, a lot of times, the Hagoyz Maimonis is just bringing the smag. That's all he brings. And yet, like I said before, they're considering it as two deis. It's called the smag and the Hagoyz Maimonis paskind. Now, in Hilchus Sefer Torah Paraches, when it talks about the parashas of Psuchas and Stumas, this is an interesting thing. I don't know if you ever noticed. You could take a look. I was a Balkari for many years. And in Parashas Sav, Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Dabar B'nei Yisrael, Kol Chelev, when it talks about Kol Chelev over there, it's an interesting thing. There's no separation of parshas over there, not a psucha, a stuma. In the Sefer Torah, it's like one long parsha. And it's very not common. Usually it's a brand new inyan. Usually it's like a separate parsha, either a psucha or a stuma, but it's a separate parsha. It's very uncommon to see, and it's the one place that it's, you have like a brand new inyan, Vayedaber Hashem Omay Shalemer, that doesn't start brand new. So over there, the Rambam doesn't say it's a new parsha over there. When you look over there in the Rambam in Parakhes over there, and he quotes the where the stops for everything is, where the breaks are, Hidaka doesn't have a break there. So the Hagoyz Maimonis says, B'tikun Sefer Torah she'asa Rav Yosef Nakdan. He says, I saw on the Tikun Sefer Torah that Rav Yosef Nakdan Hamumcha V'tikun min ha-maimonizal, that he copied from the Maimoni, from the Rambam. I don't know if he means the Rambam Sefer Torah or from what he had in the Rambam. He says, B'daber kol chela psucha. He taka has the Parsha as a psucha. So he says there's a mistake in the Rambam. It's Avruni Shatoy Sefer Kan. There's a mistake in the Rambam, and it really should be a psucha. Clearly, we don't go like that. Our Sefer Torah do not have it as a psucha. But he is being me'orer from the Rabbi Yosef Nakdan. We mentioned before Rabbi Yosef Nakdan, who was they quoted, he said that's how his tefillin were written. Ksivas v'tikon harav Rabbi Yosef Nakdan zal. I don't know before if that meant he actually wrote it, or it was following the ksiva, the tikkun of Rabbi Yosef Nakdan and the way he wrote things. Now, another interesting thing when it comes to learning the Haggai's Maimon is, sometimes you can learn Haggai's Maimon is and you don't understand what he's saying because it seems that it's incorrect. For example, I'll give you what I mean. I mean is as follows. For example, in Seder HaTfilah Shel Kol HaShana, so the Rambam's Lashon is that you say by Ma'ariv, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMoylech B'Chvoidai, V'Chai V'Kayam Tamid Yimloi Chaleinu. Like in the, we have it, HaMelech B'Chvoidai Tamid Yimloi Chaleinu Le'ilam Vo'ed, V'Al Kol Ma'asof, right at the end of Birchus Kriyashma of Ma'ariv. So there's a whole problem over there. They wonder, like, usually the Chasim of a Bracha is not a Tfilah. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Magen Avram, Hashem is the Mechayim Esim. Why over the, all of a sudden does it say Yimloi Chaleinu? It sounds like a Bakasha. He should rule over us. So that's the Mefarshim and the Paiskim talk about that. And the Rambam's Lashon is, again, it's a little different than our Ashkenaz Lashon, HaMoylech V'Chvoydei V'Chai V'Kayim Tamei Yimloi Chaleinu. Now if you look over there in Eisvav and the Gais Maimoni, V'Chei Noyeg Meir Rabbeinu Sheyechya, he says, my Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, is Noyig. She'ein Oimrim Yimloich. You don't say Yimloich. Elo Kiva Amod, you say like it says here in the Rambam. And the obvious question is, what do you mean? The Rambam here says you do say Yimloich. Why is the Haggai's Maimon is saying, don't say Yimloich like the Rambam said? And there's a few times, I mean, I didn't go through them all. I saw a list of some of them that there's these questions like, what is he doing? Either he's saying differently than it says, he's quoting the Rambam differently than the Rambam says, or he's saying something that doesn't seem to fit. And the answer to that is that the Haggai's Maimonides had a nusach of the Rambam called Ksav Yad Ashkenazim, which wasn't really such a correct meduktuk nusach. There were mistakes in it. And if you look in that Ksav Yad, itaka doesn't have Yimloich in it in the Lashon Rambam. So the guy's Maimonides was writing, yes, that's how my Rebbe, the Maram Merutemirk, did it, like it says here in the Rambam, he did not say Yimloich. When we got our Rambam, we have it based on more correct versions of the Rambam, it has the Yimloich in there. But the guy's Maimonides is referring to Ksav Yad, what the Rambam that he had, which didn't have this thing. And there's other places as well that they point out. So sometimes if you'll see a Haggai's Maimonides, and it's just, you say, what do you mean? The Rambam says that, or like, where, what's he talking about? Where is he continuing from? The answer is, the answer may be that this Ksav Yad that he had was different than what we have in the printed version today, and that's what he was commenting on. Now, another interesting thing is the Smag, when a lot of times in the Smag, he actually is quoting the Lashon HaRambam, but he adds in the Mekairis. Like, he'll bring the Rambam, and then he adds in, like, Kedivrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And then he'll bring more of the Rambam. Kedivrei Chachamim. Or something along those lines. So, he doesn't say, I'm quoting the Rambam, the Smag. But the Smag is quoting the Rambam, putting in the Mekairis. So what's interesting is, sometimes that goes Maimonides on that same Rambam, so he will not bring the whole Smag, because the Smag just quoting the Rambam. But what he'll do is, where the Smag put in Kedivrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Haggai's Maimonides will have a little letter there and put Kedivrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So he's actually bringing the Smag, but taking out the Rambam part of the Smag. There's a lot of times he brings the Smag. The Smag is one of the main sources that he brings, besides, of course, the Maram Rutenberg, but one of the main sources that he brings is the Smag. But it's interesting how if you go through the Smag, you see that what he did was he took out the pieces that were the Smag's addition on the Rambam, and he made that as part of the Haggah. A lot of times also he quotes the Mardchai, but he doesn't say I'm quoting the Mardchai. But when you compare them together, you see that it's a quote from the Mardchai. And in fact, the Chidah, in his Sefer Ein Zeicher Aleph Nun Hey, he writes, U'pashit Shagayz Maimines Perek Beis, Dishluchim Lekuchim Me'amardchai. It's Pashit, it's taken from the Mardchai. Like sometimes, if you look at the Mardchai, he has that Lush, and it says, U'vehevi Amardchai Raya. And in the Hagayis Maimonis, and it doesn't say Ahivya Mardchai Rai, it says Viraya Ludover. But the whole thing is actually a quote from the Mardchai. So it seems he used his Shvager's Sefer as well. Again, I can't tell you exactly when and where, like, as we'll see, they were in the exact same Tkufa, but he used the Mardchai as well for his sources. As we said last week, the Mardchai, who lived in Nuremberg, was killed in the Rindfleisch massacres of 1298, I'm sorry, the year Nun Ches, and he was killed on Chof Beis Menachemov of 1298, a mere 10 days before that, on Yud Beis Menachemov in the year 1298, Rav Meir HaKoyen, the Hagoyis Maimonis, was murdered in Rutenberg. He was in Rutenberg, he was in Nuremberg, they're not far from each other, and he was killed together with his wife, they say his daughter, and his Talmud. Again, I don't know those details. Together with the whole city of Rutenberg. Rutenberg was actually, in these massacres, attacked a few times. First on Yud Dalet Tammuz, then on Ches Av, and then between the days of Yud and Yud Beis Av, they totally wiped out the rest of whatever was left of the city. And he was, they say that, again, I don't know how we know exactly which day, but the assumption is that he was killed. He was murdered Yud Beis Av of 1298. A mere 10 days later, on Chav Beis Menachemov, is when the city of Nuremberg, 740, as we said last week, Kedoshim, were killed. Hashem Yikoyim Domam of these great Poskim, the Mardchai and the Goyis Maimonis. Zchusom Yogin Aleinu Valko Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.